You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday. And I'm excited because we have so many amazing guests scheduled for today. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the sponsors of this show. Thank you so much, La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach, California. They're known for their rooftop bar. They're known for Commodore, all of the things. So shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. And of course, Next Level Solutions with Shane Hyman. He'll be with us, I think, a little later. And I'm excited. My first guest is with us today. Let's bring her in. Hello, Liz Darden. Hello. How are you?
I am doing great. It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And I want to give the official title, guys. I brag about you all the time. This is Councilwoman Elizabeth Darden, okay, from Arkansas, right? Co-founder of 929.
Yes, that is correct. You know, starting January, I became the councilwoman of Harrison, Arkansas, and you have got to be the biggest hype woman for me.
I am. Well, I grew up in that, you know, 90s hype man phase, so I'm all about it when you're doing it. And you know what? I'm really just impressed with your growth since we've only known each other for a few months. And just in that time, your growth in your advocacy, your growth in what you do, and just overall good stuff. I mean, you guys, listen, Liz has gone nationwide, worldwide, on a press tour recently. So why don't you go ahead and just formally introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers, and let's share a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. As she mentioned, the last year or two, actually, I've been advocating for social justice and equality around the country. And it's super important, especially in this time frame, because we see such a divisive country and we need to shift the narrative of what's going on. So I found it very important because I moved from a very diverse community in Anchorage, Alaska, where I was born and raised, experienced all the different cultures and lifestyles of different individuals. So I had a passion to just embrace each other, embrace people for who they are. And I traveled around the world. So just getting those experiences before moving to Harrison, Arkansas, where it's a predominantly white community, I found a need to help educate people in this community to show that there's more to life than what's here in this small town. We have a negative false label of being the most racist town in the nation because of the KKK being nearby.
Oh, wow.
So that's what really encouraged me to start advocating on a local level to build a community up and speak out against racism, because I'm raising culturally mixed children myself. So
right.
I joined the Task Force on Race Relations and then became an educator, and through building community events, was recognized from the mayor and was appointed to the Parks and Rec Commission. And then from there, became a councilwoman. So
wow.
The exciting part about all of this is one of the most pivotal moments, I would say, was organizing the Unity in the Community event where I met Uncle Selwyn, who was the uncle of the late George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And from there, my advocacy just expanded.
Sure.
Because I partnered up with him, and that's who I created Hope 929 with. And we help historically marginalized groups as well as other impacted family members who are facing injustice.
Beautiful.
So that's a little bit about me.
Right. I mean, and so much more, but listen,
yes.
It's just, we don't have enough time in the show to cover
right.
it, but we'll try to jam pack it here. And, you know, I really love that you are being able to highlight things that are important for your family and make a change in your community. And you're putting yourself on the front lines. I mean, you could live anywhere in the country, in the world, and you're choosing to go there. Tell us more about your I know if you want to, your father, right? He had his roots in advocacy when you were young, right?
Right. So he grew up in Virginia, and he was born into a very aristocratic family. He was supposed to be the golden child, you know, future governor of the town. He was pretty much raised by his mammy. You know, he grew up in the era, the civil rights era, and mm-hmm. his parents weren't all the way present. And he saw the injustice that she faced, you know, being called the N-word, getting paid a dollar a day, like ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
When he got out of high school, he became a fighter, you know, for equality and justice. And he came across the vice president of the NAACP in Biloxi, Mississippi, and that person told him, you know, be careful, watch out. If they catch you, they're going to kill you, you know, because that time period, it was dangerous to be vocal about these racial equality issues.
Sure.
And so he ended up venturing his way up to Alaska and basically passed the torch to me, you know. It's, I feel like, yeah, a social justice fighter.
You know what? Full disclosure, you guys, to Liz's point, I've been around her and you can feel the commitment and the energy and the love for what she does. And, you know, this is the startup and we do speak about startup businesses and medium-sized businesses and growing and giving tips and how to help one another. So that's what this community is, as you know. So how does this all tie in, everybody? Well, Liz's co-founder, as you can see on the screen, of Hope929. And why don't you tell us, you know, a little bit about, without giving away your secret sauce, but for someone that's looking to do a nonprofit, open up a foundation for a similar genre, you know, give us some tips. How did you guys form it in the beginning, in the beginning days?
Well, it's most important to identify what the need is in a community. And in this case, there's this tremendous need, this ever evolving need. And once you identify that, and if you have the passion to go after it, there's so much resources and tools on the internet. And that's where I started. And actually just getting connected with the right people. Mm-hmm. The right people will come into your path, you know, once you put forth the effort, but it takes that heart, that passion and commitment to go forward. That's what inspired us. What changed the shift in my career, because I was an educator and I just left the classroom, which was a very important part of my life, but I found it more necessary to move in this direction because of the need and the ultimate overall impact it will have for the future generations to come. What inspired us were these impacted family members that we met with on a regular basis. It was basically like an empowerment group. And there's this underlying problem amongst all of them because there's a lack of tools and resources for people going through losing their loved one to police brutality or gun violence and the lack of injustice. You know, they're having to conduct their own investigations and they don't have the support tools. It's already enough to grieve. So I found it necessary to, let's start up with Uncle Selwyn.
Okay. Well, and not to cut you off, ladies and gentlemen, and Liz, of course, we have the Uncle Selwyn Jones in the house. Uncle Selwyn, how you doing?
Well, it's very nice for me to have to decipher which stream yard I had to go to.
That's okay.
I'm here, ladies. How are y'all?
Welcome.
Thank you, Miss Monique, for having me, us, on your left, on your show.
It's so great to see you, and you're suited and booted, and I know that you have this whirlwind tour, both you and Liz, going around the world with media. You had a media blitz day on May 25th, which was hashtag George Floyd Forever Day, the first annual, and so why don't you tell us a little bit about that media blitz tour for you? How did it feel to have, you know, media requests in the UK, you know, in Houston, in Minneapolis? I mean, tell us a little bit of how that felt for you.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank the organizer of that particular great opportunity. That would be you, my dear. Thank you very much. And George Savage, you know.
Yes.
It was the way it's supposed to be, Mo. You came into my life and Liz's life, and you showed us what real professionalism is supposed to be about. You showed us what putting one foot in front of the other and making proper decisions with proper individuals will get you what you want. And what we want is to express ourselves to the world and to let everybody know that you do not have to be alone. You do not have to be in situations where you feel helpless, because Hope 929, Monique, right there, we're always here to help you, to soothe your soul, to guide you in the way that you need to be guided in. And it was the way it's supposed to be. That's basically all I got to say, because we've got a big movement. We've got big thoughts. We've got big plans. We've got big ideas. We've got big hearts, souls, and we have nothing but time.
And big dreams, right? I mean, listen, guys, full disclosure, everybody, I'm working with Selwyn and Liz, obviously, if you haven't gathered that, to help them, you know, get what they need to be. I mean, my heart's in the movement anyway, and so the universe brought us together. But full disclosure, they've been doing the work before we met, and some, you know, some turns left and right, and now here they are doing it. I want you guys to speak specifically, if you don't mind, today for the startup owners and business owners that have a charity that they want. And I think Liz was tapping into it, but what does Hope 929 offer for people, and what makes your organization different?
So what makes us different is we are an organization. We have a very large target market. And, you know, most businesses, you narrow your niche down to one place. So you have one focus. And we started big because we see the need. So we look out for all historically marginalized groups, those who've been disenfranchised, those overcoming incarceration and need that stability and transformative tools to enter in society and be productive members, those overcoming homelessness and substance abuse. So we have several programs in development. We offer care packages for those overcoming trauma, and we want to give assistance and support and just let them know that they are supported and there is hope. And that's one of the initial projects that we're working on. We also work in the public safety department, where we have partnered up with Aware Strategies, where there's a public safety tool that can help anybody that is in an unsafe environment open up a voice-activated app, and it will give the people that they put in their points of contact their exact whereabouts, and it'll automatically start to record. So if they're in a situation experiencing police brutality or, you know, abduction, and they're uncertain, that's another thing. So we also have some exciting programs that I don't want to go too far into, but just helping those groups overcome those challenging situations and give them support to move forward in life.
You are the biggest benefit and asset to us. God, glory be to God. I hit you up on Christmas Day. It took you a month and a half to to think about it if you wanted to deal with my crazy self. I thank the Lord every day when I wake up in the morning and I'm able to communicate with you and know that you're on my side, that you're going to help this road become narrower or shorter or whichever, however way you want to put it. That's what blesses me. You know, dear, I am basically under your direction and guide.
And when it comes to the marketing.
Yeah. When it comes, you've got all these people that are helping.
We're so grateful because we do have a wonderful team. It took a little bit to get the right people on the track. It's very important. So go back to business topic, right? It's important to surround yourself with people that have aligned missions, visions, and values. And once you have your team, you know, you have the visionary, you have the marketer, you have, you know, the necessity, the financial advisors, those are your core to get you launched and going into a prospectful business. Is that the word?
Right path. Yeah.
I mean, listen, yes.
You guys can obviously feel the energy here. I mean, there's such good synergy and energy here. And if people want to help support what you're doing, you know, George Floyd brought the world together in an impossible moment in our history, in the world's history, when we couldn't agree on anything, right? In the middle of the world's pandemic, but we all saw something that we knew was wrong. And your nephew, George Floyd, brought the world together in that impossible time in history. So how can people come together again and support Hope 929 and what you guys are doing?
The world came together in unity to save respect and souls of people that had been put in that situation before my nephew. And hey, man, Instagram, Twitter, setting it straight with Selwyn. Anytime, anywhere, hit me up. I'm always willing to talk unless these two are together and I just sit here and listen.
when he mentioned...
It's all about making a difference and putting your best foot forward. Mm-hmm. And hey, communication, conversation, motivation, and education is what we are stuck on.
Right. How can people donate? Sorry to interrupt you, Uncle Selwyn. We're out of time. We're going to have you back, though, but I'm going to give you the whole show next time.
I don't want to come back.
Go to how can they donate, and how can they book Uncle Selwyn to be an advocate for them as well?
Yes, go to hope929.org, and that you'll see our website and some of our recent events of what we've been doing.
Call me.
And if you want to tune into the conversation, Setting It Straight with Selwyn is the podcast on all major podcast platforms, where we bring in impacted family members and specialists to help overcome challenges in this trying time. So tune in.
I love it. And
I'll be there always.
He is, he's everyone's uncle, and that's for sure. And I want to also just plug a little something. We're working on launching a new website that's coming soon. But in the meantime, you guys can also go to their new Instagram page. In addition to Hope929, you can go to George Floyd Forever. And at George Floyd Forever on Instagram, you're going to see them both on there. You'll probably see a photo of me as well. But you guys, it's so great to see you. I'm excited. Juneteenth is coming. We're going to do another media blitz for Juneteenth. And Uncle Selwyn is going to be available to be a mentor and do speeches and come to your colleges or your family functions. Is that right, Uncle Selwyn?
Barbecues is what I would really like to do.
We love barbecue.
I love to eat. Any opportunity for me to be able to spread my word, to be rejoiceful, because it isn't about doom and gloom. It's about change, going forward, making a difference. Please hit me up. I'm always available. Like I said, I love to talk. I love to fly. I love to see different places, and I love to make a difference in the heart and the mind and souls of individuals.
Thank you for putting yourselves on the line and using this tragedy to affect change. Liz, thank you for being an advocate in the community. I love you both, and you guys are coming back on the show soon. Send it straight with Selwyn. Hope929.
Hey, track a pose.
All right. That's one of my teams right there. All right. That was Liz Darden and Selwyn Jones. Next up, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I have Dwight Allen O'Neill here. Dwight, how's it going?
Hi, Monique. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my love.
God. That's a pleasure.
Oh, my God. I'm better now. And look at this energy, this beautiful light that's come into our show. I'm great. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I was enjoying what I heard prior. Just kudos to them for what they are doing within the world. I think that's so amazing how we can take lemons and make lemonade. So thank you for what you're doing and keeping George's legacy alive. So hopefully they're still here to listen. So
it's my pleasure. The ancestors have asked me to do it, and so we must obey. but without further ado, with this ray of sunshine here, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners and viewers who you are and what you have going?
Hi, I am Dwight Allen O'Neill. I'm super excited to be here today with you with LA Talk Radio. I am an influencer and live streamer and BeGoer from the app BeGo Live. So BeGo is one of the top apps in the world where you can live stream and create content day in and day out, 24/7, every day of the year, and connect with individuals in such unique ways. So I'm here to actually chat about the app and so much more. So I'm so pumped about being here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
And shouts out to all my BeGo family.
Yes. Hello, BeGo. Okay, great. So I love that you're bringing this platform to our platform for people who don't know what it is. Why don't you tell me what first attracted you to BeGo and what you love about it now?
Yes. Yeah, so I initially stumbled across BeGo during a time where we all were at home in pajamas eating bonbons and not able to leave our house. We call that the pandemic. I remember we thought the apocalypse was going to be, zombies coming. But
I was waiting for them.
It was us in our PJs. But BeGo was a way for me to connect with individuals outside of my home. At the time, I lived in New York City, and, I was a single person in New York, so I didn't really have, anyone around me to really connect with. So BeGo kept me connected with the outside world. And from there, I was able to grow to build an incredible platform. And I'm here today.
I love that. And you really did, like you said, historically, just turning those lemons into lemonade constantly. So who would be the perfect candidate now that we're in the endemic? Who would be the perfect candidate to get onto the BeGo platform? Like, how, why would someone choose that platform, or how would that help them go to the next level maybe?
Oh my God, anyone. Oh my God, anyone, any and everyone can be on Bego. Bego has a place for all of us, whether you decide to be a broadcaster or if you want to be just someone that goes as a fan or a supporter. I myself have created my own very own talk show. I host Good Morning Bego, where I deliver hot topics, celebrity gossip, news inside and outside of Bego, all wrapped up in a positive message. So I'm all about, like, what you put out is what you get back. And yeah, I have people that tune into my show every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, shameless plug, who just tune in every day just to watch. And they're not necessarily, you know, host on the app, but they come to be entertained. They want to know what city Beyonce is going to be in next. They want to know the name of Rihanna's child, but they also want to know about the news and the happenings that's happening inside Bego. And I deliver that day to day. So.
Oh, I feel the sunshine from you. I'm telling you, that yellow is right here with me. And, you know, I love that you put a positive spin on it. So let's get down to the business side, if you don't mind, because this is the startup. And a lot of people who are looking to start up maybe even go to your platform, Bego, and they want to do similar content. They want to build a platform with similar content or maybe something completely different. How do you keep yourself organized, and how do you curate the content or decide what takes precedence in your streaming?
Yeah, so I approach Bego like a job. And anyone that wants to be a host on the app, I ask them this question. Are you approaching this as a hobby? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to make this a career? And based on your answer, is the advice I'm going to give you. So we're going to go through both. If you're approaching it as a hobby, then great. Go live whenever you want to. Make it fun. It's going to be enjoyable. And, you know, don't overthink it. Like, go live, connect, make friends. But if you're really approaching this as a business, I ask the second question. Is it a part-time job or a full-time job? So, Monique, when you're working a part-time job, about how many hours would you dedicate to a part-time job?
Great. I'm a little bit of a workhorse. So my part-time job would probably be about 20 to 30 hours a week.
Right. So 20 to 30 hours a week. So if you approach Bego as a part-time job, you should be investing 20 to 30 hours per week into the app. Does that mean going live for 20 to 30 hours? No, it does not. That means going into the app, connecting with other individuals. That means promoting your platform. That means taking time to decide what your content's going to be. That means going on the internet, like myself, researching hot topics, researching what's happening in the world. I like to do Manifestation Mondays about positivity. So me finding manifestation music, like really putting in the work, creating graphics, like putting that time into what I'm trying to create. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean when I tell people, they're like, oh, I have to go live 30 hours a week. No, but you do need to go, you do need to really plan out your content and plan out what your strategy is going to be within the app. If it's a full-time job, 40 hours a week, ideally, then you should invest 40 hours into your platform. And again, that means going into other people's broadcasts, supporting them. That means going on YouTube, watching videos to learn about the app. That means partnering with your agent, because you have to have an agent to audition, finding out more information. That means downloading an app called Canva, creating free promo material. Yeah. That means reaching out to all your friends and families in your phone and inviting them to your live broadcast. So you want to make sure that you approach it that way, because if you want to actually earn an income from the app, you have to do the work. Nothing in life is going to be free. Nothing in life is not going to come without putting in any type of work.
Dwight's over here dropping the business tea, even though I have a business smoothie. I love it. I love that. And you really did detail that for us. And where do you see yourself going next, Dwight? I know the sky's the limit here with you, with this, all this beautiful energy.
Yeah. So, I'm all about manifesting. So every Monday on my show, I do something called Manifestation Mondays. And I started doing this January of 2022, where every Monday I come in and I take a minute, 4 minutes a day with my audience, where we meditate and we visualize what we're trying to create. And we visualize what we want the universe to bring into our space. My goal is to be a talk show host. Like, I want to host my own talk show. And I approach my Bego career that way. I purchased a blue chair that I sit in. I'm traveling right now, so I'm in a hotel. So
yes.
We would have had this interview like on my set.
That's fine. He's worldwide.
In my home. I've set up a set in my home where every day when I go live, it's me manifesting that. So to answer your question, I am going to be a talk show host. I am going to be interviewing celebrities, and I am going to create that. And Bego's helping me do it. Bego is giving me the tool. Literally, I have access to 400 million viewers globally at my fingertips in over 150 countries. 1.8 million, billion people, sorry, that are engaged. So it's like, it's insane. Like, the it's just insane. Like, take full advantage of it. If you're not on Bego, you need to download Bego now and follow me so I can, you know, keep you up on all the hot topics. And
everybody got cannot wait. And I feel like you're going to be a well-rounded, not only are you going to be a talk show host, you already are, Dwight. We just have to find the right, even big, and still Bego, but even bigger platform for everyone to see you on. And I'm going to do this. I don't usually do this on air, but I'm going to go ahead and invite you to an event that's going to put you in front of 100 celebrities, media, and press this July 11th, if you're available. We're doing the ESPYs Week Celebrity Gifting Suite in Beverly Hills. And I would love for you to come and mingle. I think this energy has to be in the room, and we'll talk offline about it.
Oh my God, Monique, I love you.
I love you more, darling. Thank and I know you'll so be much. Good there.
I would love to be a part of that. Thank you. Oh my God, you're that welcome. Means the world to me.
Yes. And I want, you know what? It's just when you said the manifestation and the Monday, and you're giving the juicy tea and the scoop, but you're also leaving people with something that's holistic and healthy. I think you're putting back what people need, you know, because we could talk dirt all day.
Exactly. You know? And that's my formula. Like, I never want to, you know, break someone down. And I'm always, you know, I'm sharing my opinion on it. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm feeding positivity into my audience.
Yeah.
I celebrate with them. I've had someone manifest a new job. I've had people manifest a new car. And I'm like, when something incredible happens in your life, come back and tell me on the show so we can celebrate you. And I feel like when one or more are gathered and we're all on that same page of creating that greatness and bringing that greatness into our life, we'll manifest faster if I'm joining in hand. So on a live broadcast, if I have 2,000 people that are tuning in, that's 2,000 people that are tuning in that's going to help you manifest that new job. They're going to help you manifest that new home. They're going to help you manifest, you know, cancer going into remission. Like, it's powerful when we all tune in together. So it's a really awesome opportunity. And I love all of my followers and all the support. When I don't go live, if I'm sick or something, they message me and they're like, what happened? Are you okay?
Where are you at?
Yeah, they've become just a part of my family. My mom tunes in every single day. She does not miss a show. And considering she lives in another state, it's our moment. So she's even become a part of my show. Everyone's like, where's Mama Chris? We love Mama Chris. So.
I love Mama Chris already. I don't even know her. But obviously I'm seeing what she's done with you. And this is great. I do believe about that. And I don't know if you listen to Abraham Hicks, but you know, the manifestation and the energy thing, you're so right. You're spot on. So Bego is the place to be, apparently, guys. So why don't you give us some handles and where people can find you, where people can follow besides Bego, and where people can support you as well?
Yes. So guys, please, I would love for you to follow me on Bego, of course. My Bego ID is GMB as Good Morning Bego. That's GMB. Oh God, wait. Official GMB. I'm like, wait, what's my, so it's official GMB. Good Morning Bego, or either O'Neal Appeal, and that's O-N-E-A-L-A-P-P-E-A-L. That's also my website, my Instagram, and everything. So if you ever want to find me, just type in O'Neal Appeal. So www.O'NealAppeal.com, and there's a link to my Instagram, my Bego, my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Everything is there. So
I love that. Beautiful. And thank you so much for coming into our show today and bringing all this beautiful energy. Happy Pride Month, by the way. I hope
thank
you're coming
you.
By. You're welcome. We're doing a drag brunch with Matt Sarafa and Amber Crane here in Laguna. We'll have to send you the invite as well.
When is that?
Al Reynolds might stop by as well.
Oh my God, when is this?
It's called 4th of July as a drag. It'll be on June 25th.
LA, but I will catch a flight in a heartbeat. I'll actually be in LA this Wednesday. So.
Oh, you will? Well, we'll connect. I have your email and I'll reach out through your people as well.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you for being here, Dwight, and being you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And
you too, my love.
Bye, everybody. Call my B-goers. I love you guys.
Love you, B-goers. All right, you guys. That was Dwight Allen O'Neill bringing all the sunshine into the room. Next up, I have Scott. Scott, how's it going?
Good, Monique. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's great to see you. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell our listeners and viewers who you are?
Yeah, so as Monique mentioned, Scott Levinson, I'm the founder and CEO of Interphase Marketing. We are a full-service digital marketing agency based in Philadelphia, primarily specializing in search engine optimization. So that's ranking on the first page of Google. We work with real estate agents, real estate professionals, and mortgage professionals, get them on the first page of Google and get them more business, and so they can expand their business, reach more people, and make a greater impact.
I love it. Thank you for making time. I know you're a few hours ahead on the East Coast there. So listen, we hear SEO, we hear search engine optimization, excuse me, all the time. For people who are just starting their online business or maybe looking to scale it, could you break it down for someone who's a novice that may not know what that means?
Yeah, of course. So search engine optimization, at its most basic level, we are talking about ranking on Google. Because Google has a 93% market share. So everything that we do is to rank on the first page of Google. Now, if you're just getting started, if you're a new entrepreneur, a new business owner, you do have to start from zero, just like how everyone did. So you have to know that. But the websites that are at the top of Google search results, the most searched websites, that's YouTube, Yahoo, Facebook, these websites have been doing it for 10, 20 years. Yeah. So you have to understand that you're not going to be able to get there right away. So you start from zero, but you use search engine optimization strategies, which is what I also teach. I have an online course that I teach people that want to get started with SEO. And you just have to start from the very beginning, work your way up. And over time, you'll see that you are going to rank on the first page of Google.
I love that. And we know because of how fast our world is, being on the top means you're going to get more clicks and follow through, right? I mean, you don't want to go down to the bottom of the page. When you're on top, people tend to click right there.
Exactly. And it's actually funny you mentioned that there's 95% of people that are searching on Google, they never make it onto the second page. So if you're not on the first page, you're never going to be
never there. It's true. You don't exist. That's right. Yeah, exactly. So Scott, how did you get into this? Obviously, when it was first coming out, there was a need for it. There still is. But how did you find yourself in this space?
Yeah, so I got my start with digital marketing and social media marketing back in 2017 when I started Interphase Marketing. I actually started with buying and selling Instagram shoutouts. So I found success pretty quickly with that. I grew an Instagram account to 100,000 followers, actually sold the account. And then after that, I really did start to focus on search engine optimization for my business. Now, back in 2017, there was a lot less competition than there is now, especially ranking on Google. So I was able to get to the first page of Google pretty quickly. Now, you do have to understand that a lot has changed with search engines since, you know, even 2017, but of course, even earlier than that. So you really do have to stay up to date with it. And luckily, as I've been able to, you know, grow my business, I've been able to, you know, adapt with the changing times of search engines. And where it brought me to where we are today. Yeah.
That's amazing. And obviously, you make your own schedule. I mean, this is something you can have a life with this career. Or if someone wanted to take your workshop and take their brand to the next level, what is your barrier of entry for that?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that you need to have a stable source of income before you can really take your business full time. Makes sense, right? But a lot of people, you know, they, you know, get an idea for a business. And even if it's a great idea, it's going to be very difficult to just take it full time unless you already have some contacts in your industry that you're looking to venture into. So I think it really starts with having a solid full-time job and then build your business on the side. And then over time, you know, you acquire more clients or whatever it is that you do in your business, you get more experience, and then you'll find that you are able to eventually take it full time, which is exactly how I actually got started.
Yeah, beautiful. So I have a couple clients in mind actually for you right now. And I know that there's viewers and listeners that could definitely benefit from your expertise in this area. So when you are, what's your dream client today? Obviously, you could have anyone, you know, come to you and you have some workshops, but who are you looking for that maybe you haven't helped mentor in the past?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have been focusing mostly on real estate agents. I did work in the mortgage industry for 2 years, so it made sense for me to focus on that demographic. However, I would like to work with authors more because authors, they're kind of hard to come by. You know, not many people are writing books nowadays. So it would be nice to work with someone who does have specialized expertise and does want to get the word out about like maybe their new book, even if they're not, you know, necessarily a New York Times bestseller. I think it would be interesting to work with authors because I think every author should, you know, deserves to have their story told as well.
Absolutely. And you know what's funny? I get probably 2 or 3 books a week, Dwight. This week's, excuse me, Scott. Sorry, that was Dwight earlier. I get probably 2 or 3 books a week, and this was a slow week, but I can definitely help you with that. There's a lot of people publishing online, as you know, with Amazon. And I feel like that's a match made in heaven with the SEO analytics and tools that you have, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of opportunity on Amazon. I think it's Kindle Publishing Direct is what they call it.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen, it's funny, we haven't talked about artificial intelligence yet, but there's actually a boom going on of people using artificial intelligence and publishing their books on Amazon because it's basically free to do. So that's really interesting that you bring that up. And yeah, I'd love to talk more about that.
Okay, great. Well, you're bringing me to my next point, which of course we're going to get to AI because it's the hottest thing now. So with your market and to your last point, where do you see this going? Obviously, we have to embrace technology or we're going to be left in the dust, right? So where do you see us going and how can the everyday person, marketer, entrepreneur really embrace AI and maximize the results?
Yeah, it's a great question and definitely a relevant question today. And I actually do use artificial intelligence in my business pretty much every day when I'm writing articles for clients. Now, it's important to note that I use ChatGPT. I don't use it and say, ChatGPT, write me an article for this client. That's not really how it works. It's a little more complicated than that. But even if you're not really writing articles for clients, if you're not really involved in SEO, you can still use ChatGPT and artificial intelligence in your daily business. Or, you know, if you're working at a job, you can use it in your daily life as well. There's a lot of other applications for ChatGPT. It can help you write emails if you have to just write a standard email and maybe you can't really get the words together or you're not the strongest writer. You can use ChatGPT to help write emails outside of like the business realm. You can actually use it for like nutrition plans, workout plans, diet plans, and a lot of other uses. So there's a lot, like you said, we do need to embrace it. And I am here. I'm 100% all in on AI. I do think it's here and it's here to stay. So I do think we need to embrace it, like you said.
Yeah, beautiful. And I love that you are already embracing it and teaching everyone how to do it. I find, and maybe we'll be back here soon in maybe 6 months or a year from now, Scott, having another conversation about AI, but I feel like the foreshadowing of what could prevent it from being a negative add to our businesses, to our society, in specifically business right now, I think we have to find a way to make sure that we are we're always the value add, right? I mean, of course, it helps us, but we have to... What I mean by that is how can we differentiate the human ad from the AI ad, right? And making sure that humans are always, we can always capitalize on being human rather than AI, you know, like where can we balance that? I know it's a difficult way to put it, but how do we not get left in the dust? I guess mm-hmm. is what I mean.
Yeah. And I think you mean like, how do we kind of keep that human element in it? Yeah, it's a tough question. I think like if we are going to be using artificial intelligence and mostly for what I use it for is like writing, basically. So it is hard to tell, you know, is this an AI writing this? Is it a human writing this? It's very difficult because the artificial intelligence can write better than I'd say probably 50% of the population. So it is pretty hard to tell. I do think that it is important that, you know, even when I do use artificial intelligence, I go back and edit it and I make it sound like my own. It just more helps with efficiency and getting ideas on the paper. And then I kind of edit it myself. So that's how I kind of keep, you know, because I am a writer myself.
Yeah.
And that's how I kind of keep the human element into it. Yeah.
Smart. And I feel like, you know, people like yourself, hey, professors, universities are really going to have an interesting time keeping plagiarism out and keeping the original feel for students. I mean, I'm currently doing my MBA right now, and I can only imagine what that's going to look like for them.
Yeah, there are some real concerns as it comes to plagiarism. You know, students I've heard are using it for college essays or, you know, term papers, whatever it might be. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have a great answer of how to really stop that.
Not yet.
Other than there are some softwares that you can use to like detect if it's written by AI. It's different. It's hard because, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of students that they don't want to put in the effort. And if they see that, you know, they can use this one thing and they can pass their whatever it might be, their writing class or science paper, you know, they're more than willing to do that. And it's a shame. So I'm not really sure how we can stop that. But from where I come from, you know, I use it ethically and, you know, like I said, put my own spin on things. So that's how I kind of see it going forward. But there are definitely some concerns, you know, in the academic, you know, realm. Yeah.
Listen, I'm loving this. This is our first AI conversation, and you came on here to speak about SEO, but it's kind of hand in hand as well. Scott, I appreciate your time on a Sunday evening. Give us your handles. How can we reach out to you if someone is a real estate agent or an author and they want to work with you? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so any social media platform, just type in Scott Levinson. You'll be able to find me. My YouTube channel has a lot more information about if you want to get started with SEO, and also if you want to use AI and start like a writing business, a copywriting business on the side. A lot of information on my YouTube channel. Highly recommend you check that out. And yeah, other than that, thank you so much for having me, Monique.
It's a pleasure. And thank you again. And we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, Scott. All right, guys. Without further ado, we've got one of your favorites. If you guys ask for him to come back, I'm just kidding. I'm putting it out there that you will. Soon he'll be starting his own show. Shane Hyman is here. What's going on, Next Level Solutions?
Hello, hello, hello. Shane Hyman here, Next Level Global Solutions in the house. How you doing, Monique?
Put the global in there now. Don't forget the global. It's great. Jane, I see that you're in your car. And if people see my show from the beginning and recently, I've done a lot of shows in the car. And it just is part of the startup vibe. We love the realness here.
That's true. Out here in the field, out here on the road, you know, we're multitaskers. So whatever we have to do, we get it done. Yeah.
That's it. And you know what? You got to roll with it. So you guys, full disclosure, Shane Hyman is a family friend. He is a supporter of this show. He has got his hands in so many pots and so excited for his Next Level Global Solutions for the world and what he's doing. And we were going to do a demo today, but I think what we're going to have to do, Shane, is give you a full show so that we can be in front of our computers and share screens and all that. So we're in transit today, and we have you just checking in with everyone because we want people to sign up. So why don't you recap what you're doing and how people can sign up for what you're doing?
All right, perfect. Yes. Well, first of all, it all starts at the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. You can learn a lot about us, what we're doing as a technology startup company. A software publishing company to be specific. And really, in addition to having business software solutions that we get to offer small and medium-sized businesses, we're also using our software to make a difference in the community and to help economic and workforce development. You see, we're very passionate about reaching out to the underserved community and being able to not just talk about it, but be about it, you know, collaborate with other programs and other organizations who want to make a difference, and for us to actually put these programs out there, incentivize people to engage and really just transform their life through a lot of our training programs.
I love this. And you know what that means in layman terms, in case, you know, that is because you've got your pitch down, Shane. I mean, listen, you've got it. And you know what we're trying to create with Next Level Solution, Global Solutions, Shane is trying to create financial opportunities for people. And you don't have to be of color, but that's the niche to level out the inequity, the financial inequity, right? So where can people go? Give your website one more time and then tell them what to expect in the next 6 months with your brand.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, so like I said, if you go to the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, you can also create your account there. There's a login and sign up page. Create your free account. And from there, you'll be onboarded. You'll have opportunity to learn more about our company, about our concepts and how we're helping to close the wealth gap. And like Monique said, it's not a color thing. It's a solution thing. At the end of the day, there's haves and there's have nots, you know, regardless what color you are. And if you are currently, you know, not wealthy or part of the 1% or the 5%, then in this system that we're all living in, it takes strategies to help people have more of an economic advantage, some more footing, a more balanced equation in terms of our economic landscape. So nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, you could create your free account, learn more about our strategies, what we're doing to help spread and distribute wealth more evenly. You know, we always talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, at the end of the day, that looks different or differently to different people. Okay. Yeah. And we have our own version of how we're using software, how we're using laws that have been passed recently that changed certain opportunities in the financial sector, you know. And again, it's all part of having strategy, knowledge, and the ability to execute a plan. So nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, you can create your free account and learn more about it. You know, whether you're someone who doesn't have wealth and you're looking for wealth, whether you're an accredited investor and you're always looking for great startup opportunities, you know, or whether you're running a nonprofit or another organization and you're doing community outreach programs, you're very passionate, you're trying to increase your donor base, you know, there's a lot of ways to connect with us at Next Level Global Solutions. So definitely visit that website.
I love it. So what do you have coming next? Can we talk about that event in Michigan yet or no?
No, we can't talk about that yet. But what I am happy to talk about is we're working on some plans in Los Angeles and then also in the Inland Empire with San Bernardino County and in the city of Fontana. So we're going to be talking more about some events that we do have coming up. There is an event coming up on the 16th. Okay. There in Fontana at the Fontana Community Center. And it is a free event. It's centered around what we do as motivation, as inspiration, and as life coaching, you know, being able to give people a system to follow that helps to organize their life, helps them to really manage their mental health, manage their productivity, and how they feel about where they are in life or in a process and where they're going and the steps that they're taking to get there. So, you know, a lot of what we're doing are training programs, and they're rooted and not just financial literacy, but also self-help and personal development, you know, because it's our belief, my personal firm belief, that you can't have one without the other. Right. You know, there's no need in us teaching you how to create budgets and going through financial literacy programs and stuff like that and helping you to achieve some wealth if you haven't learned yourself, if you haven't figured out processes of self-reflection and you know, empowerment, you know.
It makes it, you know, you make a great point. I heard someone talking about this, but it's like, if your personal life is a mess or your house isn't clean, I mean, it's the basic things, and you're trying to run a business, you're going to run your business how you run your life. So you have to have those same disciplines, right? I mean,
yes,
same difference.
it's so true. So I'm very happy to do this live event at the Fontana Community Center. And we're working to work with the city of Fontana a lot more. We have some things pending with Mayor Warren, and we're going to continue our discussions. We're going to continue our plans of being able to bottle up these type of valuable resources and spread them at a larger scale. That's the whole bottom line to it. You know, a lot of this knowledge, a lot of this information, it's out there anyway. But we're in a systemic process, you know, in the economy where everybody's so distracted by everything else that it's hard to really just grasp all the things that matter. So we're just really trying to take what we know is valuable, put it into an ecosystem and make it more readily available, more interactive and engaged by the people at scale. So just coming out to a live event is one aspect of it. But what we're doing is 90% or maybe even 99% online 24/7. And we want to build more of that and make it available for people.
I love it. You guys, keep your eye on Shane Hyman, not because he's a family friend, not because I adore him and his family, not because of this platform that he's building, because he is one of the smartest visionaries in business that I know today, and he is onto something magical and different. you just got to go deep dive in what he's doing because it is epic. So if you want to be ahead of something that no one else is really doing in this sector, you need to check for Shane Hyman and just take 10 minutes and look at his website. I want to promote that. Whenever we post, we tag him. Shane, I do need your handle, but we'll get to that later.
We got to tag
Next Level. All right, Shane, thank you for being here. I'll see you really soon. And did we get your, where people can donate? If they want to donate to your podcast, you're going to be launching soon, right?
Yes. I mean, if you could just visit our website at nextlevelglobalsolutions.com and create your free account or, you know, send us some information if you're interested. I would love for folks to support. When we launch the podcast page and stuff, we're going to do some promotion before an actual debut date. But just want to encourage everybody, visit the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. And here's my challenge, or here's what I like to say to people. If you've never invested in a startup company, okay, startup companies generate the largest return on investment. They are a tool and a vehicle for wealth, okay? And usually only wealthy people know what I'm talking about. They're the only people who invest in startups. So if you've never invested in a startup, you want to visit our website because we have strategies that help people invest without even spending any money out of their pocket.
We're going to pick it back up, Shane. Gotta go. He's excited and passionate, guys. What will you start up today? Check Shane out. We'll see you soon. Mwah.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.